We'll move on to approval of the agenda. Are there any additions or deletions this evening? Andy?
None for me.
Okay, very good. Not seeing anything here, I'd entertain a motion to approve the agenda. Motion's been made by Jack. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Danny. Any further discussion? Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Danny?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
Okay. Shirley?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. We'll move on to the certification of the election. And I'll turn it over to you, Shannon, so you can give some results first.
I, Shannon Summer, election supervisor, hereby certify that the above election results of the City of Sandpoint's general election held October 3rd, 2017 have been correctly tabulated. For mayor, Glenn Gardner Jr., 107 votes. Dick Jacobson, 41 votes. Emil Mobeck, 22 votes. Don Eubank, 33 votes. 6 write-ins, 1 spoiled ballot, 2 blank. For seat B, Alan Starnes, 189 votes, 15 write-ins, and 8 blank. For seat D, Jack Foster Jr., 184 votes, 16 write-ins, and 12 blank.
Very good. Thank you, Shannon. With that, I'd entertain a motion to adopt or approve the election.
Make a motion to approve the election.
Results. Motion has been made by Shirley. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Danny. Any further discussion? Not hearing any. A roll call, please.
Shirley?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Jack?
Yep.
Alan?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. We'll move on to the oath of office. And Shannon, do you mind coming over and addressing that? Can we all stand?
Raise your right hand.
Okay. I, Glenn Gardner Jr., do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the State of Alaska and the laws and ordinances of the City of Sandpoint, State of Alaska, and I will honestly, faithfully, and impartially perform the duties of the Office of Mayor, so help me God. Welcome aboard again. Okay, with that, if you guys don't mind signing those, we'll get those back to Shannon. And we'll go ahead and move on the agenda. With that, we're going to move on to the consent agenda. First on the item on the agenda this evening is the minutes of the regular meeting, September 5, 2017. And we did have a correction this afternoon. Did anybody else have anything else? And Shannon, you did get that was under the Harbor Master section?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody else? Nothing? I'd entertain a motion to adopt the consent agenda.
What was the correction?
Oh, it was they instead of.
Towards the bottom.
Where was that, Jack?
Second
page 2, yeah. Harbor Master, first line on the report.
Oh, they month.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Right here. Okay.
Okay. With that, entertain a motion to adopt with the correction.
Make a motion to adopt consent agenda with the correction.
Motion's been made by Shirley. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Alan. Any further discussion? Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Alan?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. We're going to move on to reports this evening. First on the list is our finance officer, and Krista, the floor is yours.
Raw fish tax for August was $139,542.35. Sales tax revenue was $77,015.98. And I've been working on the audit.
Yep.
Okay. We did any other questions from this afternoon or anything for Krista?
First team
Okay, we can hear you guys. Did you have a question?
No, we're just discussing what Emil had for dinner.
Okay.
No, we're talking about the fish tax numbers, saying they, you know, nice to see both months bigger than any month we had last year.
True. Thanks, Krista. Moving right along to our administrator's report, Andy, we'll turn the floor over to you.
Okay, thanks. Good evening, and again, congratulations to re-elections, and commend the voters on a good turnout, and thanks, Shannon, for making the polls go smoothly and staying on top of the canvassing committee and having a good, clean election. With nothing new to report for the doc design there, things are still going smoothly, and it should all be finished up before the end of this year and ready to bid in December or January. We talked quite a bit at length earlier today about TDX, and I'd say most everyone in the community is aware of the 40% rate increase that they proposed, and they're trying to get an interim with that 15 or 16% rate they're proposing is an interim rate. They're trying to get immediately while the RCA figures out if they're going to pass this 40% rate increase. So there's a few letters, you know, back and forth between the city to RCA and then TDX responding to the city's letter in there that folks can read. But the bottom line is that's a big increase. We all know that. On Monday the 16th, the RCA will have a statutory decision. I think that means what they'll determine if there's going to be a hearing in front of the commission needed for TDX's proposed rate increase, and I would anticipate that probably will be because of the size of it and the number of comments that they received. But I think once we find out what's happening there, we should talk and determine how involved the city and maybe some others in the community and the borough, how involved we want to be in this hearing. Because I can testify, but when it comes to having a CPA or someone research what a rate or a tariff should actually be, it's a little outside of my expertise, but we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But regardless, we know that it's that's a hefty increase for especially when you consider the power failures and stuff that have been happening repeatedly. Going on to the clinic, that nearly $60,000 number is the amount that the city will be receiving each year moving forward for the Indian Health Service Village Built Clinic program. I did get that assurance last week, and we'll still pursue perhaps some other alternative lease arrangements with EAT when I can track down management and discuss that with them. I'll be out doing a couple free trainings. One is for utility management that'll help us get some better grant score and project scoring. That's with the Department of Community Affairs, Division of Community Affairs, and then also one from Homeland Security for being a public information officer. It's very helpful during emergencies, community emergencies. Would have been good training to have earlier in the summer when we were going through our police issues and getting quite a few media inquiries, so just helped me brush up on some skills. I'll be at the Managers Association with AML and also at the boat show, and I think that's something we're going to discuss a little bit later. I know the next report's going to be from Brent talking about Department of Public Safety. I'll just say real quick, Hal and I met yesterday. He's in town before he flies back out to Sandpoint next week. Hal and I spent a good portion of the day together yesterday meeting with the Drug Enforcement Bureau with the state and the troopers, and then seeing the operation of their presence, the drug unit out at the airport and trying to stem the flow of drugs. Like we discussed, we're looking at having a Sandpoint representative as part of the Western Alaska Narcotics Task Force, which, again, would be good to help us combat the flow of illegal substances coming in and out of Sandpoint, mostly in. So that'll be a good thing. It's something that Hal and the guys have been working on. And I just give another update. Maybe Brent has some more information that John, who was medevaced out, John Stogner, one of the new officers, is doing better. He had his procedure yesterday, and he's supposed to fly out today. Amel, is that right? I know he's flying out tonight, but he's doing better, and he'll hopefully heal up in a couple weeks and be back out. But first, he should take his time and make sure he's everything's good with his health before he comes back on the job. And just so far, pretty pleased with the police department. I commend Hal, Brent, and John for the work they're doing, and then I'll turn the floor over to the police department.
Thanks, Andy. Questions for Andy? Not hearing any. Before we do get to public safety, I did have a couple of things I'd like to get them out of the way now. We were talking about the November meeting. If it's okay, again, we'll go ahead and cancel the November meeting. We'll all be gone that week. AML starts the front of that week. End of that week will be the boat show. And with that, there is a school board meeting in the middle of that week, if anybody's interested in that, in Anchorage at the same time for the borough. So with that, we'll go ahead and cancel the November meeting, and that'll bring us into the AML. Jack and Alan, you guys are, if you're interested in the AML, if you are, get a hold of Shannon. If not, if someone else is interested in going, we usually send two for that portion and two to the boat show. And Shirley is interested in the boat show, so if you'd add her name to the list, and that'll leave one open. So if maybe you guys could chat amongst yourself and whoever, and you said you may have already gotten things, so but if it ends up being so, just maybe chat. Okay. We could take care of some per diem or something. So let's figure out who wants to go where, and we'll take care of that here sooner than later, because Shannon will have to make reservations and all that. So. But with that, we'll jump right back into the Department of Public Safety, and Hal's out of town, but Brent, we'll go ahead and let you step in.
Anybody who hasn't met me yet, I'm Brent Nierman, one of the new officers with the department. I've been here about 3 weeks now, filling in to allow the chief some time off since he was here about 2.5 months. We're hitting the ground running with the new department. The chief's focus was bringing in officers with seniority and expertise in different areas, and so we're each going to have a role to play in different areas in the community. In the last 2 weeks, we've been involved with joint efforts with the Drug Task Force in Anchorage, and with the information traded back and forth, there were two pretty large drug interdictions. The last one was in the mid $70,000 range of cash and drugs taken off the street. As of today, I'm currently working some more information, so we're very proactive in that angle, and we're still trying to staff. The chief's actively trying to staff, full staff for the department, so we can get everybody on board and working together and efficiently. The department, the chief previously had done some security measures with the buildings, upgraded some locking systems where we have coded doors. That's a big benefit for safety and security. As soon as I came on board, we went through the department and looked at some areas for improvement. Two of those areas are record retention and the evidence room. Two areas that are glaring for us that really need attention and very time-consuming. So that will be on the forefront of our programs and attention that we'll be putting at it this winter. I'm trying to think of anything else. We're looking at, being that we are public safety, we're looking at a lot of different options for staffing and multi-layered training, and to where we may be able to accommodate both law enforcement and fire services within the same agency with the proper training. And I have extensive fire experience as well as our certification in the past. So there's some exciting things we're looking at as a department, and We're, like I said, we're all seasoned veterans that have chosen to come here to help. We did a lot of research, each of us, and looked at the community and really felt that it'd be a, well, you know, just a great place to land. And so that's where we're at as a department. So
very good. And thank you for coming this evening. And
you bet.
Thanks for being here. Period. Is there any questions for Brent? Again, thank you for coming by and appreciate the heads up on everything there. So
you bet.
Okay. With that, we're going to move right along to Public Works Director, and Dave, I'm going to turn the floor over to you.
Good evening. Last month was a fairly good month. We didn't really have good weather, but we all struggled through it. We finished up working on the Gale forklift. We had to rebuild on one of the planetaries on one of the drive axles. We were a support for Brecken Construction. Whenever they needed something, we were helping them out back and forth. We also have the Rayon guys here building a new building behind the shop. It's 12 by 30. And we've been support for them. And they're about wrapped up. They figure out by next Monday they'll be out of here. And then the specialists will be coming in to do all the electronics inside the building. And it's pretty good. We got some dress up to do out back. They'd like get a little bit more drainage, so we'll be working on that tomorrow. We prepped our shop floor and put in a couple catch basins, and we've got asphalt down now, which is really nice. We're waiting for it to cure. In the meantime, I have sealer coming up from Seattle, and then we'll seal coat it, and then we'll be able to start putting everything away. Right now, the whole shop is on pallets, so we can move it around with the forklift. We worked on tire on the forklift about 10 times, it seemed like, but of course it's a split rim. But we ended up finding a couple old rag tires that Mooney had down there in one of the containers, so we put one of them on. I've got a couple, four tires coming for it. So we swept roads on numerous occasions, especially now that the new asphalt's down. It seems like everybody wants to drive on the shoulder and throw rocks all over the asphalt. So we're trying to stay up with it as much as possible. We assisted water, sewer, fuel problems there. We worked on them. Checked all the buildings for fuel. We've done really good this year on the fuel. It's just been remarkable. We've been going 2 months and longer without having to put fuel in the buildings. So it's that time of year. We checked last week. We fueled, got all that done. So we're aboard on that. Been working on the rock crushers. Dennis and I have been pounding on it real hard. We sorted some rock for Aleutian Housing. They needed smaller rock that was in a pile, put it underneath one of their decks. We hauled a snorkel down to the airport that was to do the tin on our building, and I need to talk to Ellen about that. We dressed pavement edges inside and outside the shop, finished all that. Graded roads 3 times. We worked on the skid steer bucket. That's about it for shop. As far as the landfill, we've been staying up on it. We did a service on the garbage truck here like 3 weeks ago. Just picking up landfill and picking up around dumpsters and recycle centers. Just like a clock. It always runs. It's perfect. And that's about all I got.
Okay. Very good. Appreciate it. Questions for Dave? Not hearing any. Thank you again. We will move on to the harbor. Moon wasn't able to make it this evening, so his report is in the packet. They've been busy, of course, as you can see. One of the things that we chatted about this afternoon, we are going to be looking at a couple spots for a couple new streetlights. I think we have enough for a couple, sounds like. So we're kind of looking at Mud Bay area. We have some dark spots down there, and I think up on the other end of the Red Cove Road. So we'll take a look around in the evening and figure out and get together with Moon on that and have him help us out. The other thing that we'll be pushing off to the December meeting agenda will be the Grove. So we'll have time for that. Dave said he figures after the new year he'll be able to have some time to tackle that issue. We have a few other issues, bigger ones, a fire boat, as Emil has brought up earlier, which we had extensive chat about this afternoon. So that's our next project to slide up to the shop will be the fire boat. And then we'll tackle the Grove and get that thing back up online to the way it should be. With that, other than that, the boys have been working hard. He has a couple out, and so it's just been the two of them down there busy moving a lot of boats. As you guys notice, the pad is full, so there's a lot more boats than normal. We've got a few more Port Moeller folks than normal, so busy harbor this year, so we'll keep trucking in that direction. So if there's any questions, you can always ask Moon or ask myself on the harbor. But if not, we are going to move on to our student representative, and I do believe that's Peyton.
Hi.
So I'll turn the floor over to Peyton.
Well, so far in student council, we've made 2 Costco orders, and this should be coming on the next freight boat. And we made a profit of $600 from the student store, so that brings our account around $1,500. And also, we had a bake sale that made $100, and then a dance around $100 to $200, and then we're planning on having a dance for the tournament around Saturday. We're going to make the mission how much? $3. And so far, after that, we're planning on replacing lights and getting different kinds of stuff for a student store. We're going to expand options and everything.
Very good. Okay. What's coming up? Anything? Do we got, when does, the first thing on my mind is basketball. When does that start? I guess you get volleyball and all those things in between.
Mm-hmm.
So this tournament you're talking about, is that volleyball?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. How about the big basketball? When does that start?
December, right?
Oh, that's not that far away.
Mm-mm. But we're planning on having a few pep assemblies here and there and a couple more dances.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Spirit Week.
I see we've got any comments from the back row? Everybody hiding next to the tree and everything.
I think we have whole...
Okay, Logan, you must have something.
No?
Okay. Does that cover everything then?
Yeah.
Do we have questions for Peyton? Anything with the school? We definitely appreciate you coming this evening, and thank you for coming to the meetings. We've tried to get that back rolling again,
yeah.
So we appreciate it when you come on down. So.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, thank you. With that, we're going to move on then. We have nothing under hearings, ordinances, resolutions this evening. Old business is the airport. That's the FAA 139 certification. We had a long discussion this afternoon to that effect, and... Andy, I'm going to let you hit a little bit on this, and then I'm assuming we will be just moving forward in this direction. We're not there yet, but I'll let you hit the highlights, Andy.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Marino. The highlights are we had a follow-on meeting. Lobbyist Mark Hickey and I met with 5 DOT employees and Danny Siebert from Pan Air last week. Basically, a continuation of a kind of the last major get-together we had in the spring when Glenn was there, and so was Danny, Councilmember Cumberledge. And essentially, over the summer, DOT, they haven't done any work at the airport specifically, which would need to happen to get this Part 139 certification. But they have worked on some of the training manuals, emergency airport plan, wildlife documents. They got the ARF, the new truck out to Sandpoint. They're putting together a water rescue trailer, which has some different response tools and equipment on it to queue up the day when the airport is certified. The last major piece or agreement that we've yet to see is the MOA between the city of Sandpoint and DOT, and then a separate one for the city and Pan Air to outline some of the roles and responsibilities. As you can see in the kind of lengthy memo I typed out there, what we're looking at is the city would take over some of the maintenance contracting for the airport, and that which is currently being done at $40,000, and then we would also, in a separate piece, have an agreement with Pan Air to take over the 139 roles, and that's essentially just the ARF standby, the training, and the EMS services. And it's good. I'm glad Brent mentioned earlier that he has some training in that, because I think he'll be integral in getting some of this rolled out and moving forward. And if we were to move forward, DOT would send one or two employees over from either Cold Bay or from Bristol Bay to do some on-the-job training to get people trained up for, I don't know, what, you know, may take 6 months, 7 months, while some of the other things were being implemented, some of the capital improvement pieces that were being done at the airport. So that's a long-winded way to say that we're waiting to see an MOA from DOT, and what they're waiting on is some approval from the city that we say, okay, we'll proceed with this arrangement. We understand what we're getting into. Let's look at a memorandum of understanding between the different entities. Then we'll get into the details, and you know, the final MOA would be forthcoming. I would think probably not until January or so. But today, if we said, okay, we understand this, we'll proceed with this arrangement, that's what they'll do. They'll get the MOA going, and I think DOT wants to send at least one or two people out in December, and maybe even Danny from Pennair would come out in December as well and meet with the council. And I think that the work session would be really good to just see where things stand moving forward. As you can see right now, as it's currently envisioned, it would be a two-year commitment, so the city could get out of it if we don't feel it's working out in our favor. And but if it did, there would be 3 one-year options to keep extending it for a full 5 years. So, again, the devil will be in the details and you know, all in the fine print, and any formal approval would have to come from the council at a later date. But this is just to say, okay, let's, you know, yay or nay, I'm moving forward with this approach, and that's all we're looking at today.
Very good. Thank you, Andy. Did you actually want that, or did you just want direction? I think we should probably put that in the form of a motion.
Yeah, I think that would be good. You know, and that signifies that we're committed to exploring this, and I can get in touch with DOT tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, motion's been made by Jack to move forward in the discussion on the Part 139. Do I have a second? Second by Danny. Is there any further discussion? Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Alan?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Yes.
Amel?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries, and you've got the go-ahead to keep moving forward, Andy, and of course, well, we had a long discussion this afternoon. There will be many more long discussions, so thank you, guys, and we'll move right along to new business this evening. First on the agenda is QTT's Christmas potluck donation request. Karis was here this afternoon and had chatted to this, and I do believe we chatted about it. The last 3 years, we have donated $750 to the community potluck. So what are the council's wishes?
I'll make a motion to donate $750 for the Christmas potluck for QTT.
Motion's been made by Shirley. Do I have a second? Second by Jack. Any further discussion? Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Camel?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Okay, good. Thank you. Motion carries, and we'll get that taken care of. It's a good cause, and it includes the whole community. New business number two is a building permit for Bruce Foster Jr. Everything is in your packet. He is following by all the rules, and to keep it short, we discussed it this afternoon. I would suggest that we pass the building permit. What are the council's wishes?
I agree.
Is that a motion?
Sure.
Motion's been made by Jack to approve the building permit, second by Alan. Any further discussion? Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Jack?
Yep.
Amel?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes. Very good. Thank you. Motion carries. We'll get that taken care of, and let Bruce, we'll get him signed copy. Moving on to number three, we did have a foam pole with Brecken Construction on a rock purchase. It was 675 cubic yards of 3-inch minus. We wanted to take advantage of the price, and we definitely could use it. And it was passed as a foam pole, but I'd appreciate that we keep the paper trail. I would entertain a motion of a rock purchase approval. The purchase in dollars was $16,700 and something. I'm sorry, Krista ran away. I don't have that. It's not in here, but yes. Yeah, oh, true, and we'll make sure that it's in there, okay.
I'll make a motion to certify the phone call for the purchase of 675 cubic yards of 3-inch from Brecken.
With the total. And Shannon, make sure that the total is included. Okay, thank you, Shirley. And a second, please.
That was out of order.
You're not second.
Oh, I will now. Okay. I opened my mouth and you were still talking. Sorry about that.
Okay, not a problem. Motion's been made by Shirley, second by Jack. Is there any further discussion? Not hearing any. A roll call, please.
Danny?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries, and thank you, guys. With that, we're going to turn the tables and open the floor up for public comments. Anything from the floor? Paul?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the amount for the rock.
The rock was six. The number was 16,700 and something.
Dollars?
Dollars, yes.
For how many yards?
675 cubic feet.
Cubic yards.
Yards, I'm sorry. Cubic yards.
One other comment. I didn't see. I was looking for an agenda available for
the Oh, board. Shoot.
And I didn't see one again.
Oh.
So.
Okay, we'll be on that line. Yeah. Okay, sure. Very good. Thank you, Paul. And on the price was $25 a yard for cubic yard. So, any other questions from the floor? Not hearing any. I'll close that portion of the meeting, and we will turn to council comments. And we will start to my right this evening, and Danny.
Nothing here, sir.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Shirley.
I was just curious about the sand storage building. Is that finished?
It's, I want to say, 85-90%, Dave.
Yeah.
We had a couple little issues and with some tin not lining up. Maybe you want to hit on a couple of those, but we're working on them. So.
Yeah, sure. We've got no overhang for our roof if we wanted to put gutters on. So the rain's running down the roof, and without it overhanging, it's running down the walls as soon as it comes off the roof. There's no overhang whatsoever. And that's part of the problem.
And the doors aren't...
Yeah,
we got a couple things in before finish, so...
Yeah, they put in a man door, and then he let the door swing up against the bucket that was in there and stabbed a hole in the brand new door. Just a bunch of little odds and ends that Andy and us are going to negotiate with them to see if what we can work out.
Yeah.
But as far as the roof, I don't know what to do about that. I mean...
It looks nice. It's definitely...
So that guy's still here working by himself?
He's still here. I don't know if he's working or not.
Oh, he's
I talked to him today, so...
Why do you have
more work? Oh, store. Okay.
Yeah, and then it sounds like Dickie wants his shed tinned. And...
Okay, so he had a few local jobs there too. Okay. Did you have anything else, really?
Just congratulations.
Well, thank you. With that, we'll move right on over to Alan.
All I have tonight is thank everyone for turning out to vote and your continued support. I'll do my best.
Very good. Thank you, Alan. And Jack?
I just have one thing. I see we have an assembly member in the crowd and put in a good plug for us, maybe the borough, or maybe we can get some interaction going with funding on this airport deal. It's going to cost more money than what we're being offered, and it's just something to think about, to talk about. I know there's a meeting coming up on the 25th or something, so I just wanted to...
24th.
Yeah.
And I think that's just, Paul, that was just a couple of things that were brought up this afternoon, I think, you know, and I think we could probably chat about those at that meeting. You know, other things that, you know, that were top of the list was, of course, the harbor. You know, we're hoping maybe to see some floats in there, you know, someday. Go ahead.
I was listening. I didn't catch if Andy mentioned this. When the anticipated start of the Sub 2000 service was, or is that?
Well, we're hoping, looking at maybe the soonest would be January, at the earliest. Yeah. So that, you know, there's a lot of talk yet to make this happen. So, yeah, the airport. So that, I would say the earliest date would be January. So, but those are a couple of things that came up in the workshop that we'll probably, and you guys will all be there, so on the 24th or something, we'd like to bend your guys' ear a little bit and see where, you know, maybe we could have a little better working relationship with the borough. So, but anything else, Jack?
No, that was it. I just popped in there. Probably should have left it for later, but it's out there now.
No, that's good. I appreciate it. Thank you. And again, thank you all for coming. And again, thank the community for all the support. Like Alan said, it was good turnout for an election at 53% of the folks in town. So it was good all the way around. So again, thank you all for coming. And I would entertain a motion of adjournment.
Motion of adjournment.
Motion's been made by Dan. Do I have a second? Second by Alan. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion is adjourned. The meeting is adjourned at 6:38, I do believe. And thank you very much. 7:38.
Just 1 foot off from.